An Interior Alaska militia group gathered over the weekend near Delta Junction. The Central Alaska Militia's leader says the group is not associated with the defunct Fairbanks-based Alaska Peacemakers Militia. That group's leader, Schaefer Cox, was sentenced to 26 years in prison earlier this year for plotting to kill government officials. KUAC's Tim Ellis visited the weekend militia gathering at a remote site off the Alaska Highway.
The encampment resembled a hunting camp, except for the several flags that were flapping in a Saturday afternoon breeze, including a yellow flag with a coiled snake and the words, "Don't tread on me." About 20 people dressed in camouflage were seated in a circle listening to a briefing by a camo-clad man wielding a rifle as an instructional aid. David Luntz, the interim commander of the Central Alaska Militia, came out to greet a visitor and agreed to an interview. And although he clearly was a bit uncomfortable and chose his words carefully, he really wanted to get the word out that his group is not affiliated with Schaefer Cox's Fairbanks-based militia.
What happened in Fairbanks really soured public opinion of militias.
Luntz says members of his group do not share Cox's apocalyptic vision of extremist militiamen waging war against a tyrannical federal government bent on enslaving Americans.
What we do is a little bit different, you know. We're a citizens' militia based off our constitutional and natural rights.
One might hear, during a conversation with Luntz, some of the sort of language that Cox and like-minded militia types use, and some may be disturbed by some of the content on the Central Alaska Militia's website online forum or the site's Acts of War page that lists provocations such as the elimination of gold, cash, or barter. But Luntz says there are many differences between his organization and extreme militias. He cites his group's support for state sovereignty instead of sovereign citizens, who believe they do not have to follow any law but their own conception of natural or divine-inspired law. And, unlike Cox's group, Luntz says members of the Central Alaska Militia get along well with state law enforcement officers.
We communicate with the troopers, and I know I have some friends that are troopers, and so I'm not worried about them. We're not doing anything that we need to worry about.
Luntz is a retired soldier who works as an Army civilian on Fort Greeley. He says most of the militia's members are veterans, and he says all like to hunt, shoot, and spend time in the wilderness. This weekend's training sessions included learning the basics of putting together patrols and responding to ambushes. Luntz says the Central Alaska Militia is trying to model itself on the first American militias, which were dedicated to serving their communities. He says, among other things, his organization will be helping out local food banks and supporting search and rescue efforts.
We've got some folks that have been trained as state EMTs, and we're working on getting other people trained, and then we're going to work on forming up a search and rescue team to help in the local area.
Alaskan militiamen possess a wide variety of skills, says Mikel Insalako, the founder of the Anchorage Municipality Defense Force, who was among several militia members from South Central and the Kenai who showed up for last weekend's get-together.
In addition to having officers over engineering, so construction, rebuilding, things like that, we have a medical services officer, and the way that we're building our group is the way that we want to be able to protect and provide as an asset for our community.
Insalako says the Anchorage Militia, along with others, is trying to develop leaders who could help their communities in times of natural or man-made crisis. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.